Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful drum and bass workflow skills in Ableton Live 12, an offset jungle chop with modern punch and vintage soul. The vibe we want is simple to describe and a little harder to nail. We want that old-school breakbeat grit, the kind of movement you hear in classic jungle, but we also want it clean, tight, and powerful enough to sit under a modern sub or reese without turning to mud. So the big idea here is this: we're not just looping a break. We're recomposing it. We're turning it into a groove engine. Start by opening a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and setting the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Keep the session organized right from the start. Make three tracks, one for drums, one for bass, and one for effects or atmosphere. That separation matters in drum and bass because the low end needs to stay controlled from the beginning. Leave some headroom on the master, around minus 6 dB, and don't put a limiter on yet. We want space to build. Now choose a breakbeat with character. Don't hunt for perfection. In this style, a slightly dusty or live break usually works better than a super polished one, because the imperfections give you attitude. Look for a break with a strong snare, a little ghost note movement, and enough texture to keep the groove interesting. Drag the break into an audio track. If it's already close to tempo, you might not need to warp it much. For beginners, I'd actually recommend avoiding too much warping at first. Let the break breathe. Next, we're going to slice it. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In Ableton Live 12, this is one of the fastest ways to turn a loop into a playable drum instrument. For slicing mode, transient slicing is usually the easiest starting point, because it grabs the important hits in a musical way. Now you've got a drum rack with your break spread across pads. Play the slices like a kit. Don't worry about making music yet. Just identify what's what. Find the kick slices, the snare slices, the ghost notes, the tiny hat ticks, and those little in-between sounds that give the break its personality. This is where the offset idea starts to matter. A great jungle chop usually has a few hits that land slightly before or slightly after the obvious grid. That tiny push or drag is what makes it feel alive. It's not sloppy. It's controlled instability. That's the magic. Let's build the pattern. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip and start with the backbone. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4. Reinforce the kick on beat 1. Then add a few chopped break hits around that skeleton. Think of it like this. The snare is the anchor, the kick starts the phrase, and the chopped hits fill in the movement between them. You're not trying to overload the groove. In fact, one of the best beginner moves is to use fewer hits than you think you need. A cleaner chop often hits harder. If the pattern feels stiff, nudge one or two ghost notes slightly earlier or later. Even tiny timing moves can change the feel a lot. A hit a little early creates urgency. A hit a little late creates weight and swagger. Use both, but keep the main snare hits more locked in than the ghost notes. A useful trick here is to think in layers, not just clips. Your chopped break is the main groove, but it's even stronger when it has support. That might be a clean kick layer, a focused sub, or even a very quiet top loop. The support layer doesn't need to shout. It just needs to help the groove feel finished. Now let's add some modern punch. Select your drum group and add a few stock Ableton devices. A simple chain could be EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, then glue compressor. Keep the settings subtle. With EQ8, trim unnecessary low rumble from the break if it's fighting the sub later. With drum bus, add a little drive and a bit of transient emphasis. Saturator can add density and help the chop speak on smaller speakers. Glue compressor can gently tie the whole drum group together. A good beginner rule is this: process enough to shape the groove, but not so much that you crush the soul out of the break. We want punch, not panic. Now for the heart of the lesson, the offset movement. Go back into the MIDI editor and choose a few ghost notes or light chops. Nudge them slightly ahead of the grid for urgency, or slightly behind for that laid-back jungle pull. Keep the movement small. We're talking tiny timing changes, not big rhythmic jumps. And use velocity too. Softer hits should feel like background motion, not like they're competing with the snare. This is also where you want to listen for the handoff between kick and snare. In a good jungle groove, the kick starts the thought and the snare finishes it. If that relationship feels weak, the loop can sound busy without feeling powerful. So make sure the kick and snare are doing their jobs clearly. Now let's bring in the bass. Add a separate bass track and keep it simple. For beginners, Operator is perfect for a clean sine sub. Wave Eatable can also work if you start with a basic sine or triangle. The goal is a solid low end that supports the drums without distracting from them. Write only a few notes at first. Long sustained notes are totally fine. In fact, in drum and bass, less can often feel bigger. A strong subline usually leaves room for the break to dance. If the chop is busy, keep the bass sparse. If the bass is more active, let the drum pattern simplify a little. That call and response relationship is a huge part of the genre. Now check the balance. Use EQ 8 on the break or drum boss to make space for the sub. If needed, high pass some of the break's low rumble around 80 to 120 Hz. If the groove feels muddy, cut a little low mid build up around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep the sub centered and mono. That's really important. In drum and bass, low end discipline is everything. Also check the mix in mono now and then. If the groove falls apart in mono, the low end is probably too wide or too crowded. The sub should stay solid, and the break should still read clearly. At this stage, listen to the whole loop and ask yourself one question. Does it move? If it feels awkward, don't add more. Remove something. A lot of beginner chops get better when you simplify them. One less ghost hit can make the whole phrase feel more intentional. Now let's turn the loop into something that feels like a track. Use automation to create tension and release. You can automate an auto filter on the break for a gradual opening. You can add a little reverb on a snare before a switch. You can throw a bit of delay onto a chopped hat or a snare fragment. You can even automate drum bus drive for a heavier second half of the phrase. Think in 8-bar shapes if you want the arrangement to feel musical. For example, you might start with a filtered break and atmosphere, then open the full break, then bring in the bass, then strip a few hits out right before the drop. Even tiny changes can make a big difference in the style. A really useful beginner move in Live 12 is the duplicate workflow. Duplicate your MIDI clip and make a second version with just one or two changes. Maybe one version is sparse and laid back, the other has a pickup or an extra fill. That's an easy way to create variation without rebuilding the whole part. And here's another pro-level habit, print your groove. Once the pattern feels good, freeze and flatten the drum track or resample it to audio. This is a classic jungle move, and it's one of the fastest ways to make better decisions. When the groove is audio, you can slice it again, rearrange it, reverse small pieces, or make a one-bar fill without getting stuck in endless MIDI edits. You can also duplicate the audio and make one version more stripped for the intro, then another more aggressive for the drop. That instantly gives you arrangement contrast. A few extra tips before we wrap up. If the break feels too soft, raise the transient emphasis a bit with drum bus instead of just turning it up. If a slice disappears, boost its gain or velocity before you reach for heavier processing. If the low end feels crowded, simplify the bass rhythm. And if the groove needs more attitude, make the snare stronger rather than making the whole drum bus louder. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build a 2-bar loop. Slice one breakbeat to a drum rack. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Add 3 to 5 ghost chops around it. Nudge 2 ghost notes early and 1 late. Add a sign sub with only a few notes. Put EQ 8 and drum bus on the drum group. Automate one filter move or reverb move over 8 bars. Then bounce it and listen once in mono. The goal is not to make it complicated. The goal is to make it feel like it has swing, attitude, and space. So remember the core formula. Strong snare, a few well-placed offsets, clean low end, light processing, and enough variation to keep the listener hooked. If it grooves, if the bass has room, and if the break still feels a little unpredictable, you're in the pocket. That's your offset jungle chop with modern punch and vintage soul. Now go make it bounce.